30 years ago, Tranmere made their debut at Wembley, and they'll be hoping to be back there in a few weeks' time as the promotion battle at the top of the National League continues to hot up. Rovers currently in second place, and they take on Dover tonight. But one man who was part of Johnny King's famous side as they reached Wembley in 1988 was former Rovers player Mark McCarrick, and I'm delighted to be joined by him now. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good evening, Matt. It's night time over here.
Absolutely. You're out in Dubai now, aren't you? So just tell us a little bit about what you've been doing since your career finished a few years ago.
Well, obviously, since I left Tranmere, I've always sort of tried to keep involved in football. Obviously, I moved to the States and then moved over to Portugal, where I set my own academy up. And obviously, doing that, getting the experience working with the kids, has actually brought me over to Dubai, where we've been almost 6 years now. And I'm still actively doing football coaching over here.
Fantastic. Well, how much is football kind of growing over there, especially with the World Cup coming to Qatar in 2022?
It's growing all the time. There's a lot of people moving to the area. As I say, we've got the Expo 2020 coming up as well. So there's a lot of people moving into the area. So I would like to think that it's on the up.
How's the heat though? Playing football in that heat must be quite tough.
It's crazy. We're going into our final term now, because I do a lot of coaching in schools as well, and obviously the numbers start dropping down a little bit because of the heat. But obviously there's a couple of indoor places, but like today we've had a bit of a sandstorm and it's been around about 34, 35 degrees. Ooh. But I like the heat anyway.
You'd have to, wouldn't you, to be out there. Right, we got you on anyway to talk about what you were doing at Tranmere back in 1988 when they reached the Mercantile Credit Tournament. So this was basically a Football League celebration event, and you qualified for it by winning as many games as you could over the course of a 12-month period, and Tranmere did that courtesy of their wonderful form. What was it like being part of that first Rovers side to go to Wembley?
Well, first of all, it was just a great it was great at the time just playing for Tranmere. It wasn't just the Wembley experience, it was just the whole experience playing for Tranmere. But obviously, I think it was the centenary of the Football League, and I think it was they took the one with the most points over a three-month period. And obviously, at the time, you know, we just hit a nice patch. And obviously, we had a little bit of luck along the way. Obviously, I think I remember we're playing away. I think it was Exeter. And I think it was Alec Chamberlain who was actually on loan with us, and he'd actually saved the penalty, you know. So we had a little bit of luck along the way, and it was just great. It was a great bunch of lads to work with, and like the gaffer, you know, Kingy at the time, he just got the right blend, the right mix. We all came together, and he just sort of fine tuned us, and we all became good mates on and off the pitch. And to this day, now 30 years, I can't believe it. But quite a few of us still keep in touch with one another. Via social media.
If you look at that team that Johnny had, and you were kind of one of those players, like many others, Dave Higgins, another example, who had been in the non-league system for a year or two, having had a bit of a career in the Football League. So for you to then come back into the Football League and have so much success with Tranmere, did you dream that could possibly happen?
Yeah, you've always got to have belief. Like I say, I mean, when I left school, I started my career at West Brom, and obviously went to Birmingham City and obviously Lincoln City, and that. So I had a little bit of league experience. But obviously, yeah, you've got a dream, you've got to have goals, and like I said, you just needed the right sort of blend, the balance of the team, and that's what the gaffer was great at. He knew people's strengths. And I always remember we tried the formation playing like three centre halves and the two full backs, which was at the times myself and Steve Longo pushing on. And he persevered with it. It didn't happen overnight. I think it was about 11, 10 games we didn't have a win. And all of a sudden we just hit this patch, and then that's when it came into the Mercantile then, and we just sort of steamrolled everybody.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's Full Time with Matt Jones, and I'm speaking to former Tranmere man Mark McCarrick, 30 years on from their first ever appearance at Wembley. So it was the 16th and 17th of April 1988. So your first game was against Wimbledon, who were just a few weeks away from winning the FA Cup and beating John Aldridge, of course, as he famously missed that penalty for Liverpool. But a 1-0 win for Tranmere, with Dave Martindale scoring their first ever goal at the National Stadium.
Yeah, I remember quite well, because we worked on certain things. I can still see the game now going through my head as I'm talking to you. Obviously, we have this move with Jordi and Marty, and I try and get round the back, and obviously everything worked out, went to plan. And obviously Marto, who was a great player, he put it in the back of the net, and like I say, it was just like a dream. You just dream of these things, and obviously then we didn't lack in confidence anyway, but even that win got us even more confidence, and we thought we could have just took on everybody.
And then you went on to take on Paul Gascoigne and Newcastle in the quarterfinals, and managed to beat them 2-0 as well. I mean, this is a remarkable weekend for Tranmere and their fans, who, let's be honest, they hadn't had much success in the previous couple of years, really, until Johnny took over. And to get to Wembley and beat not only Wimbledon but Newcastle as well was amazing.
Well, I think that at the time the club had just thought we were just going to go down there and sort of just obviously try our best, and we actually the night the first day we had a party, a reception of for our partners and all stuff, and it was, we couldn't go to that because obviously we had the games against Forest the following day, and even the supporters were just booked the one day, they all ended up staying down, so it became an expensive weekend but a very enjoyable one.
And then the semi-finals was against Nottingham Forest, a 2-2 draw. And Nottingham Forest, not quite at the peak of their powers then, but were a very good side as well. Taking you to penalties and unfortunately knocked out.
Yeah, unfortunately, but that's how it goes. Sometimes, like I said before, you know, sometimes you need a bit of luck along the way. And obviously, yeah, it went to penalties. But, you know, it was a great experience for the lads, you know, and obviously more so for the supporters. You know, and hopefully them days will come back in the next month or so when we get back into the league.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Nottingham Forest eventually went on to win the tournament, beating Sheffield Wednesday in the final. What was it like playing at Wembley for yourself, Mark?
Oh, it was great. I think it's every little boy's dream to obviously play at the National Stadium. You know, and you know, walking up the tunnel. You know, at the time, it could have been a little bit more fuller, but obviously we went on later on because we played in the playoffs against, I think it was Bolton Wanderers, and I think Bristol Rovers in the Leyland AF. You know, so it was great. The stadium was a little bit more fuller, but the Tranmere supporters, you know, were absolutely tremendous. I always remember when we at the first day when we beat Wimbledon and Newcastle, we were walking around to see our families in the seats, and we all had our blazers on, and Newcastle supporters were all walking towards us, and we thought, oh, there's going to be a bit of bother here because we just knocked their team out. And next minute, all the Newcastle supporters, they just all started singing Tranmere, and it was just a great occasion for everybody, you know. But walking out at Wembley will be with me all my life, you know.
Absolutely.
It was really enjoyable, not just for me, but for everybody.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. What a strange tournament it was, though, I have to say, if you look at the teams that were involved in and how it qualified. But fantastic event for teams like Tranmere who got to experience it. And then I'm sure it stood you instead, good stead, a few years down the line when you got back there four further times.
Yeah, it did. But unfortunately for myself, obviously, I'd played most of the time, you know, all the season. And we got to a couple of the games at Wembley. And I think it was one occasion I'd played at Bristol City, and I had a gash on my knee, which obviously cost me my Wembley place. But this is what the club was like. I always remember Steve Mungall. He actually took the position at left back. You know, we played right back or left back. Anyway, after the game, you know, we won Bristol Rovers in the cup, and he came over, took the shirt off, and gave the shirt to myself. And I said, no, it's okay. He said, no, Mark. He said, only for you being injured, I wouldn't have played. It's your shirt. You've had it all season. So that was the type of caliber of players that we had, the people that, you know, who were playing alongside. They were honest, hard-working people. And I think that showed on the pitch throughout the season.
Certainly were. A credit to the club and the area at the time. Just very quickly, finally, of course, Tranmere play Dover tonight. I'm sure you don't see many of the games over in Dubai because I can't imagine too many of them are put on TV over there. But you do keep a close eye on how things are going, and it would be brilliant to see them back in the Football League in a few weeks' time.
That would be great. It would be nice if we don't go through this playoff lark, you know, but obviously because it was last year they were in the playoffs, and I was watching it on the TV, and obviously Dave Higgins is on the radio, and I always go on the radio listening to his commentary, you know, and I think everyone's just willing them to be. They're a big club. They should be back in the league, and I'm sure, you know, obviously again, and they do need a little bit of luck along the way, you know, I'm sure they're going to get back up there.
Fingers crossed that is the case. Mark, a pleasure to speak to you this afternoon or this evening over in Dubai. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, and good luck to Tranmere tonight.